Hey, thank you so much. It is the good stuff. And we're delighted to be with you right now, as delighted as I am to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. Not all farmers or ranches are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. And the ones that are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grains to gears. It's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to stop by our neck of the woods, north central Nebraska, Cherry County and Valentine, the Heart City. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org. Plan a river trip, maybe a sailing trip out at Merritt Reservoir. International Dark Skies area at Merritt Reservoir as well, and the Nebraska Star Party coming up starting July 20th. Check that out at NebraskaStarParty.org. Kim, what do you have to get today?
Well, I've got this one short little phrase I think I'm going to kick it off with. There is no want that supersedes the need to feel loved, valued, and at peace with oneself.
Good way to start it off. Now, what are you going to follow that with?
I've got a piece that, well, this is to challenge you and how you live. Now, some people, this person in particular, I don't know who wrote it, but they learned from wisdom, and perhaps if you take it seriously, you can learn from their wisdom at a much younger age. If I had my life to live over, I'd make more mistakes next time. I would relax. I would limber up. I would be sillier than I have been this trip. I know of very few things I would take seriously. I would be crazier. I would be less hygienic. I would take more chances. I would take more trips. I would climb more mountains, swim more rivers, and watch more sunsets. I would eat more ice cream and less beans. I would have more actual troubles and less imaginary ones. You see, I am one of those people who live prophylactically and sensibly and sanely, hour after hour, day after day. Oh, I have my moments, and if I had to do it over again, I'd have more of them. In fact, I try to have nothing else, just moments, one after another, instead of living so many years ahead each day. I've been one of those people who never go anywhere without a thermometer, a hot water bottle, a gargle, a raincoat, and a parachute. If I had it to do over again, I would go places and do things and travel lighter than I have. If I had my life to live over, I would start barefooted earlier in the spring and stay that way later in the fall. I would play hooky more. I wouldn't make such good grades, except by accident. I would ride on more merry-go-rounds. I'd pick more daisies. It's called I'd Pick More Daisies.
All right, thanks for sharing that. Since I've been on this golf kick, I thought maybe I would share a few more things about golf today. So in primitive society, when native tribes beat the ground with clubs and yelled, it was called witchcraft. Today, in civilized society, it's called golf.
No comment.
Golf is an expensive way of playing marbles. Think about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Golf is a game in which the slowest people in the world are those in front of you, and the fastest are those behind you.
They set that up, you know.
They do that. Golf, a 5-mile walk. Punctuated with disappointments.
Oh, my.
The secret of good golf is to hit the ball hard, straight, and not too often. There's no game like golf. You can go out with three friends, play 18 holes, and return with three enemies. Golf was once a rich man's sport, but now it has millions of poor players. An amateur golfer is one who addresses the ball twice, once before swinging and once again after swinging. And one more of those, many a golfer prefers a golf cart to a caddy because the cart cannot count, criticize, or laugh. Those are some golf tips for you today here on The Good Stuff.
You have really made golfing sound fun.
Don't I just want you to get out there and start a whole new aspect of your life?
A whole new hobby. I'm just motivated. You know, we hang the petty thieves and we appoint the great ones to public office.
That's true.
But guess who said it?
A politician.
Aesop.
Oh, Aesop, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? Politicians are the same all over. They promise to build a bridge even when there is no river.
That would be right.
Nikita Kreshnikov.
Folks, thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.